The Atlanta-based global humanitarian aid group CARE is taking a hint from the startup world. 75 of its employees will get a chance to pitch their ideas to get funded this month. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Getting rid of poverty, improving health, there are tons of ideas on how to do that, says CARE's Dar Vanderbeck. But it can take a very long time to see success.
Between 16 and 21 years to move from sitting under a tree to actually being a worldwide program.
Vanderbeck says CARE is now one of the first large global humanitarian aid groups to push through quick ideas, just like startups. One of the 15 CARE teams in the competition translates to Farmers Rising. They could win $150,000 to improve the quality of life for small farmers in Bangladesh. Right now, CARE has 150 shops there. That's where farmers can get high-quality supplies. Scott Merrill is on the team.
The average farm size is only about 1 acre. So improving productivity is essential if Bangladesh is going to be able to continue feeding its population.
If the group wins, they want to use the money to scale up to 500 shops within the next 3 years. Merrill says the project is already having an impact. The farm workers, half of whom are women, are traveling fewer miles to get supplies and making more money. It's quick progress like this that donors to nonprofits like to see too, says Felicia Joy. She owns a business development firm in Chicago.
This is something that is not just a trend, but that actually is going to be cemented and is here to stay.
She says over the past few years, she's seen more new nonprofits and old ones like UNICEF trying to operate more like startups. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.